You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? We're back here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. Also, author extraordinaire. Jeff, how you been doing, man?
Steve, I'm doing good, man. Great to hear from you guys tonight.
Jeff, I got to ask you, before we start talking Saints, new lease today, all that's got to be done is approved by the NFL. But this was a pretty good taffy pull between both, and we had talked about it before. I'd had two former governors tell me how difficult these negotiations had been in the past and that sort of thing. But you threw out the deal about the Smoothie King. And so I'll get your thoughts, one, on getting this deal done between the Saints and the estate. And secondly, the next shoe to drop on the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, well, I think today is one of those rare instances, Mike, where it really was a win-win. I mean, I know both sides had to compromise and give a little bit to meet in the middle. And usually that's how these complicated deals work. But, you know, it got done in the end after a long time. I mean, we're talking about 2 years. Gail Benson said today it spanned really two administrations because it really started back under John Bel Edwards and his staff. And they finally kind of came to, I think, a reconciliation that not everybody was going to get what they wanted, and that's usually how the best deals work out. So the Saints are here for at least another 10 years, maybe longer. Certainly we hoped 30 years is the real full extension of the deal, but there are five-year options after that 10-year period. And then the Saints get one of the best deals in sports. If you talk to experts in this field, they'll tell you the lease agreement with the state of Louisiana is one of the more favorable ones in professional sports. And I think that's because the state has always prioritized having a good NFL team here, not just a team that can survive, but one that can actually compete with the big market peers in Dallas and New York and LA. And this deal certainly keeps the Saints' revenue streams to where they can be competitive if they can put a good team on the field. So I think it's a win-win for both sides. And now the next step, as you alluded to, will be trying to do the same thing for the New Orleans Pelicans. They have a very similar, mission to try and get them locked up long-term as well. But I don't think anything is going to happen on the Smoothie King Center until they can be assured, and they being the state of Louisiana, that the Pelicans are going to be here long-term. And to do that, they've got to get a new extension signed with them.
Jeff, one of the things, Mike Foster tells me this story, that he said, you know, I got a couple of representatives. I'm not going to name who they are. But he said, Mike, man, they would complain. Why are we subsidizing, at that time, millionaires? Are we subsidizing them for a business? He said, Mike, 6 months pass. And he says, all of a sudden, the two representatives want to see me. And there is a company that wants to set up shop, so to speak, business-wise, in their parish. And they need me to help them get aid for, you know, tax breaks and everything else. And so he said, Mike, I sat back and I was like, wait a minute. 6 months ago, both of you came here and were complaining that we were subsidizing millionaires. Now you asking me to help you do the exact same thing. He said, you know, they hemmed and hawed and tried to get around it. But he said, you know what? Until the day I die, you die, and the people that are listening, you know, whatever, on WWL or this, watching on television, that'll always be the case. He said, it's part of business today that you are going to have to help pay for any business to either stay in the state or come into this state.
Yeah, they're very much these professional sports teams, especially in the NFL, which is the most powerful sports league in the world. They're public-private partnerships now. And if you look around at every deal being done, Buffalo up in the state of New York, the Saints were just there. There's a big stadium going up there that was basically split between the Bills and the state of New York, taxpayers there. Same thing in Jacksonville. With the renovation down there, that they're going to have a $1.2 billion new stadium built where the old stadium is. So this is how it's going, and the Saints are no different than really any major Fortune 500 company. When you lure companies of that magnitude with those type of revenue streams, you're going to have to give incentives and tax breaks similar to what we're seeing here. And I think the state has worked very hard to trim back some of those costs to taxpayers in this deal to where it's really more of a partnership than we've ever seen before. So I think credit to the state negotiators for looking out for taxpayers, but you're always going to have to give up something, guys, to keep an NFL team here. There's the simple laws of supply and demand. Everybody wants this team. That's why we saw Las Vegas do what they did to get the Raiders. $750 million in public money to get the team to move from Oakland. I mean, it's just the way it goes. They really have the upper hand in these kind of talks.
Look what Nashville had to do to get a new stadium. Read that one, Jeff. Man, that's a big timer, too, for the people in Nashville of helping subsidize a new stadium there in Nashville. Jeff, when you look at it across the board, I do think the NBA will expand very soon. And I think you'll see an expansion team go to Seattle and to Las Vegas. And so, you know, that's always those rumors out there. And I think as long as Ms. Gail Benson is in charge of the Saints-Pelicans, the Pelicans aren't going to move. But I think what you bring up is correct. Any deal, you're going to have to make it best for what you do. And I remember both Governor Edwin Edwards and Mike Foster telling me both deals at that time were widely criticized that they signed. And he said, you know what, looking back at it, they were some of the two of the best deals that they ever did.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I have to say that I think this, you know, looking at the terms of the deal, and I can give a little shameless self-promotion, we've got a story up on NOLA.com right now. It has all the deals, all the details, all the highlights. If you're into those nitty gritty details, you can see how the state was able to kind of claw back some of the costs to taxpayers. And I think they did a good job of that. And that's why this deal took so long. But in the end, I think we all agree, Mike, you know, we want to have an NFL team in this market. If there's prestige that's associated with that, not to mention it helps us attract Super Bowls here, which we all, I think, recognize there's a huge economic impact from that. But also, I think having the advertising that goes with national TV games here, that's free advertising as well. And then I think it also just improves the quality of life to live in a market like this. I mean, it's no different, I always say, than the ballet. I don't really go to the ballet or some of the arts, the opera, but I'm darn sure glad we have them in our market, because I think it enhances the quality of life to have those type of options. So even if you're not a huge Saints fan or NFL fan, having this team here certainly increases the value of your home and everything like that. It just adds to the, I think, the prestige of living in a city like New Orleans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jeff, we know a little bit about this on draft night, opening night. We were made aware of the Saints having an interest in trading back up into round one for Jackson Dart. Sort of told by some Saints people, hey, be on alert. This pick may be where they come up and make a trade for Jackson Dart. Ended up being the Giants making that deal. And I think some of the people in New York making a big thing about, man, you know, Jackson Dart is upset the Saints didn't pick him with the ninth pick. Man, look, how far did you go? Man, they got over 20 teams that passed on you. Okay, I understand the Saints had interest in Jackson, and there may have been conversations, hey, well, look what we have to do to try to get you. We're going to go a little bit different direction with our first pick, but we'll try to get you on the backside. And the Saints did make that effort. The Giants ended up getting him. But, you know, man, I see some of the New York media really making a big thing about it. Man, when you look back, they got a lot of people picked in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Look how many teams passed on them. You're going to say the same. You're going to be upset because the Saints passed on you?
Yeah, I think that's a manufactured classic New York tabloid type storyline to build up a little, compelling copy leading up to this game. As I understood it in talking to people inside the building, the Saints were never going to use that top pick on a quarterback. They were going to wait. Now, there was definite motivation to try and get back into the bottom of the first round if possible. But they weren't going to use that top 10 pick on a quarterback. So there was no, snub to anyone. And I think everyone stayed true, Mike, to their boards. You know how that works. I mean, people didn't have top 10 grades on any of the quarterbacks other than probably Kim Ward in this draft. So you stay to your board. You feel like where there's value, you might make a move at the bottom of the first round. And the Giants were able to probably come up with a better deal than the Saints were. And the Saints were very happy getting Tyler Shuck at 40. I know that there was some talk of maybe having to move up higher to get him because they were worried some other teams like the Rams were interested in him. So that's just part of the chess match that is the NFL draft. And I think it's probably worked out for everyone right now because Jackson Dart seems very happy in New York. And I think the Saints are very happy with Tyler Shuck being with them right now.
Jeff, when I look at this game, and I'm still perplexed on what happened last week with the Chargers. What they were, like 28th or 29th against the run, the Giants at that time. And they ran the ball 13 times and threw it 41. My thing is, this recipe on how you have an opportunity not only to win a game against the Giants, but at least be in that hunt at the end is do exactly what you did against the Bills, and that's run the football. The Bills were leaky. I don't know how far they're going to go in the playoffs if they can't stop the run any better than what they do. But I look at the Giants, and I mean, I got coaches in my family. And so all of them is, and I'm going to clean the terms up, you could throw it away and throw it and flush it. It doesn't work. That was a game plan last week with the Chargers I'm still perplexed about. But this week has to sort of look similar to what happened last Sunday in Buffalo when you play a team that's near the bottom in stopping the run.
Yeah, I agree 100%. There's a couple of reasons why the Saints need to make that happen. One, I think it's the strength of this offense right now. I think it's pretty clear. The offensive line, who they've invested heavily in, including those two young tackles and Eric McCoy at center, and the backs, Kendre Miller now emerging as a viable, like, second option in the backfield to Alvin Kamara. That's the strength of the offense. We see it every Sunday now. It's too inconsistent with Spencer Rattler in the passing game right now. Chris Olave is off to a little bit of a slow start. There's not very many options. We don't know the availability of Juwan Johnson. So the strength of the game is going to be the run game, and that also will help, I think, prevent that pass rush from the Giants of turning back their ears, because that's the strength of this Giants defense. All the investment that they've made up front, Dexter Lawrence, Abdul Carter, they got Brian Burns. I mean, they've got some of the top pass rushers in the league. You do not want Spencer Rattler dropping back in third and long into the teeth of that pass rush. So I think the Saints have to run it. And Mike, I agree with you 100%. I came away from that Saints-Bills game, one, being more encouraged by the Saints, the way they played them, but also being not as impressed with the Bills. I agreed with you about their defense. I don't think that team is winning the Super Bowl with that defense.
Stop the run. They're going to jam it down your throat. Last question for you. Jeff, when I look at it, you always like to see how rookies emerge. And so, you know, Bob, he always gives me this assignment, kind of like homework. He's like, man, kind of grade me out, Jonas Sanker. And so I thought early on with him, he knew where it was going to be to play. But he was taking some bad angles to the football in pass coverage. So, you know, I told him that. I said, man, you know, because in time, you're going to figure it out. Man, the way he played against Buffalo, you see he is a quick pickup guy in the NFL, understood where a couple of big plays were. He was able to get an interception, a couple of knockdowns. That guy on defense gives you at least that one real young building block that you're looking for in the secondary, and it happened only because Julian Blackman went down to an injury.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with his game, Mike, on Sunday. I mean, it wasn't just that interception, which was a big-time play against the league MVP, but also, you know, he had three PBUs, made some big-time plays in single coverage on top tight ends in this league. A lot of people have trouble covering those guys, and I think he's only going to keep getting better. And so it just goes to show you sometimes opportunity knocks. You've got to be prepared to, you know, make an impact, and he certainly has. And I think his emergence in the secondary, we've seen how Kelvin Banks has played at left tackle. I think eventually, maybe pretty soon, we're going to see Tyler Shuck at quarterback. There's going to be some real opportunity here for these young players to get on the field and maybe give Saints fans some hope for the future, because they're desperate for that right now. They just haven't had much hope. And I think Sanker, Banks, and maybe this draft class ends a little bit of a drafting drought for the Saints, and they can start picking up where they left off a few years back with 2017 class.
The one guy I want to see a little bit more of, and I think he's got a chance too, Quincy Riley at corner. I think
very
Quincy's
much
got some talent there. Again, I think with him a little bit, it's angles to the ball in pass coverage, and you got to get used to that a little bit from college to the NFL. But, man, I like what I've seen so far from Quincy Riley also.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. He's already starting to replace Ike Yiadom as far as snaps are concerned. I think he doubled his snap count against the Bills. And he's got a nose for the football, Mike, and you know that. I mean, that's hard to teach. Guys that are around the ball, that just happened. Sanker's got it. And Riley, we're seeing some third-round picks at corner around the league already make an impact. And I think Quincy Riley's on that track. Hey, and it doesn't hurt, too, that he's a Louisville grad, Mike.
Well, I knew you would throw that one in. So, hey, let's see if your boy Shuck can do something good, too, when he gets that opportunity. And I agree with you. I don't think it'll be too much longer, Jeff. I think we're fixing to see Tyler at quarterback.
Yeah, I think that could happen. Look, I think Spencer Rattler needs to play well on Sunday, or we may see that change sooner rather than later.
Always appreciate your time, Jeff. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys. Take care. I'll see you all soon.
That was Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.